You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, all right, so Dana and I were in the studio just cutting jokes, and so we missed...
You missed it.
Bill Brooks's traffic report.
It was epic.
What did he say,
Sam? We're going to need to hear it.
On the Missouri side, the intersection Highway 78 West 23rd at Highway 291 is locked up. On the Kansas side, westbound I-70 is tighter than a fat rat in a beer can at I-35 west of downtown. From the Anthony Plumbing Heating, Cooling, and Electric Traffic Center, I'm Bill Brooks, KMBZ Traffic.
Tighter than a fat rat in a beer can?
Uh-huh.
Where is this guy from?
That's pretty tight. Oh, my God. From the text line, Bill Brooks is an American legend.
Yeah, he is.
I'm Bill Brooks.
Fat rat in a beer can? Okay.
Okay.
Tighter than a fat rat in a beer can.
That's how Dana's going to feel tonight when she gets home and has to talk to Johnny.
2 hours, 53 minutes, and 10 seconds on my mark. Mm. Mark?
I did ask Dan if Scott would go with me to do a site check, to scout it.
Yeah, right. you should drive by. Now, here's the thing. You have to pick it up next Thursday between 11
May.
A.m.
In May. It's May something.
May 26th.
Yeah.
So
next Thursday,
Dana, from time to time, and I think it's because she has a bad back, will lay on the floor in the studio during the top of the hour news. And I just sit here and doom scroll on Facebook. That's what I do for a living.
Or maybe 2 weeks from now.
Sorry. And so anyway, Dana's laying on the floor. Her legs are propped up against the wall in the back. And all I hear is, and I go, what's wrong? She goes, nothing. And I go, come on. Talk to me, Goose. What's going on? What's on your mind? And she goes, Scott, what if I get the fountain? What if I win? And I go, well, you're probably in big trouble. And I was just being honest. Because her bid is only $225.
Yeah, it's really not that much for a beautiful, rusty,
oh, it's stunning.
Concrete.
Yep. The problem is moving it. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. You can always, flip this. It could be a wonderful thing. What you could do, you could install this creamsicle fountain in your front yard.
Yes.
And then turn it into a tourist attraction.
Charge maybe $5 for people to come take a photo with it.
Put up signs along the way on the approach.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The creamsicle fountain.
It'll pay for itself.
It'll be one of the top tourist places in Kansas.
Right up there with the ball of twine. Uh-huh. Speaking of Kansas. Listen to this.
Have you heard from him yet?
No. Topeka police
even better
are raising awareness this week about a, quote, social media trend following the recent arrest of a teenager, specifically a 16-year-old male. The city of Topeka says police arrested a 16-year-old boy May 7th on 2 counts of aggravated assault. The arrest stemmed from a reported altercation that occurred in the parking lot of a retail store at 21st and Wanamaker. The police identified the altercation as being tied to a viral social media trend referred to as cheesing.
Cheesing?
That's the name of the trend, Scott. Cheesing.
Okay. And what does one do when they cheese?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The trend, parents, if you're listening, please talk with your children tonight about this. It involves your teenagers recording themselves throwing pieces of sliced cheese at another individual and then posting the footage to social media.
Oh, this has been around for a while.
The victim of the, quote, cheesing in this instance in Topeka then confronted the teenager. The teen then allegedly displayed a firearm and threatened the victim of the cheesing.
Oh, my.
Sam, help us understand.
We crossed a line. Yeah.
How long? Why is this a thing?
Oh, this has been around. This was around when I was in high school.
You throw, Kraft, the cheese that comes out of the packet.
Yeah,
the best option is the Kraft singles, the government cheese.
Because it's not real cheese.
Right.
And it sticks.
It forms to the face. Because if you just hurl a slice of Pepper Jack at him, it's just going to bounce off. So you need the Kraft singles.
Like Swiss or Pepper Jack, real
not
cheese.
Not good. Munster,
it's going to make impact and just fall.
What about a good brie?
You want it. Brie might work, but it'd be kind of hot, and now we're kind of entering assault territory.
I think you should bring in some sliced cellophane-wrapped cheese tomorrow, and let me throw it at your face.
Why can't I throw it at yours?
So well.
Let's do it.
I think you both should have 5 pieces of cheese,
okay,
and you have the duration of the show to cheese each other randomly in the middle of a topic.
Like, I'm tired of listening to you about whatever it is.
So we're 1 minute into the show.
Yes, tomorrow. And I get a fling cheese at your face.
That lasts a minute?
I love it.
I would be open to the idea of pulling back the bank wall here. Excuse me. And just at random moments during the show, always have a bullet in the chamber.
Ready to fire.
Yeah.
The more serious the topic, the better.
Okay. Oh, God.
I mean, like, we're talking Alex Murdaugh cheese.
Okay. Okay. I'm in.
And just, I'm going to have it unwrapped. And just at some point,
ready to fire.
You're just going, I can't believe it. What is it that they don't understand about guilty, guilty, guilty? And I'm just going, whack.
Is that done. What she sounds like in your head?
Yes.
Okay, you want to know what you what sound like
they,
in my
what,
head?
What do they not understand about guilty, guilty, guilty?
Germany, underpants, 80s era metal. That's what you sound like. Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, don't even get me started on Wheel of Fortune.
We don't miss it. It's America's game.
That's exactly right.
Hey, the Orioles are here. Did you guys see that? This week, I've put out my oranges and I've put out my jelly. We are now in the Kansas City region, ground zero for the Oriole visit or migrate, whatever it is they're doing. I've got them
everywhere.
Oh, when
you said the Orioles were here, I thought Baltimore was in town.
No. We're in the middle last night and tonight. Aren't there 1 million birds or 100 million birds or something flying over Kansas City, Dan? You can pick it up on radar. That's how many birds are flying over us right now. And so if you are a bird watcher, put out your oranges, put out your jelly. They love grape jelly for the Orioles.
Yes. Did not know that. Aren't they like kind of aggressive?
No.
Or is that Blue Jays?
Those are Blue Jays.
Yeah. Don't get in between them.
Migration over KC. Yes.
365 million birds.
Yeah. Millions of them are currently migrating over our town.
365 million? That's the population of the United States.
The region sitting between the Mississippi and Central Flyways serves as a major corridor for the Orioles, the Warblers, and the Sparrows traveling north to breed.
Ooh, you might get a yellow-bellied warbler.
Oh, yeah, I've already got one.
Nice.
Dana, from the text line, there is a correction.
365 million of them. Don't look up with your mouth open.
There is a correction on the text line.
What?
You forgot. Woo, 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 Thin Lizzy, woo, 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 Top Gun, woo, 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 Kiss.
Fact.
One quarter of Americans, interesting story here. One quarter of Americans still have the same bank as when they opened their very first account.
Really?
According to new research, 2,000 adults were surveyed, and they found that 25%, actually it's 26%, of baby boomers, for example, have had the same bank that they started with when they were young.
You know why? Most of us banked where our parents banked.
I did not.
Oh, my parents were cap-fed people forever, and then I was cap-fed through college. And then First Mortgage, we transferred, and now UMB is a client, and I go to them. But I thought you were cap-fed because your mom and dad were cap-fed.
No. My mom banks at some, I don't even know the name of it. It's up in Atchison.
A credit union, probably.
Yeah, it is a credit union. That is correct, Sam.
Does she go there?
Not normally.
Okay.
No.
There's banks here.
And there are credit unions here. But she started there when we landed at Fort Leavenworth. And I think they have a branch in Leavenworth. I'm not sure. But I've been with Cap Fed since I was in college.
Tried and true.
Absolutely.
I was B of A because that's what my mom used until last year.
I hate to go back to the birds, but I'm going to. Nick Bender is a huge birder and said, if you're hearing more birds this morning and yesterday morning, there's a reason why. With all of those millions, he broke it down by kilometer. It's 35,000 birds a kilometer going over us this week.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
From Sam, Scott, you missed a few things on Dana as well.
Oh, my God, birds, birds, birds. Oh, my God, birdie, birdie, birdie. Oh, my God, Johnny, Johnny. Oh, my God, fountain, fountain, fountain.
Golf.
Touche.
Oh, my God, golf, golf, golf. Please. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
The criminal investigation into the vandalism, capital V, at Bishop Ward High School has been dropped. Huh. Bishop Ward says it will handle the response to the burglary internally. This is the story we talked about yesterday. Parents are ticked because they have postponed graduation over this. This is from Channel 9. The criminal investigation into a burglary and vandalism incident that led to the postponement of graduation at Bishop Ward High School has been dropped. In a statement, the KCK Police Department was informed by the administration at Bishop Ward, along with the Archdiocese, that the school has chosen to handle the response to the burglary internally. As such, they do not wish to proceed with a criminal investigation.
What do you read into that?
We know who it is. We shook the tree and a couple of apples fell
forward,
out.
Yeah.
And here's what they said to these kids. This is criminal destruction of property and felony breaking and entering. That's B&E. You're looking at jail time for that. You're looking at losing your college. You're not going to college. You're going to lose your scholarship. So you can either come forward and we will handle this quietly, or we'll let police handle it, and then everybody starts singing.
And by handle it quietly, what do you mean?
You're not going to go to jail.
You pay us back.
I bet you they make all of the parents of those kids pay it back, make sure they get all of the kids that were involved. No criminal charges will be filed, and no colleges will be notified, but they cannot walk for graduation. That's what's going to end up happening. Don't you think, Sam?
We're not going to ruin you ran the risk of ruining your life.
Yep.
We're not going to let you pull through with it because of a stupid mistake you made when you were 17 or 18.
Bishop Ward leadership had said the vandalism happened. It was Thursday, May 7th, and involved, quote, a significant portion of the senior class.
Which, remember, it's fewer than 100 students.
Yeah, but a significant portion of 100 to me is 50.
Yeah.
Well,
but if you were one of these parents, I mean, some comments were made in our previous conversation about how, you know, if you were the parent to one of these kids, you wouldn't want to protect that child. Not if you just spent $44,000 on their education and they're at risk of not getting a diploma because of a stupid decision they made.
Well, they can't withhold the credential that you've graduated.
Yes, they can.
Can they really?
It's a Catholic school. You signed the paper.
Wait. Because it's a Catholic school, they could actually say, we're not going to say you graduated?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Get your GED.
Now, let me ask you both, because I can literally hear people in their cars screaming. Where is the responsibility? Where is the accountability? Where is the punishment? Teach these kids a lesson. I'm not saying that I agree with this, but I can hear people in their car saying, you're letting these kids off the hook because they're rich Catholic kids. Where is the accountability? Either one of you can answer, or both.
They have to respond in some way. Otherwise, as I mentioned yesterday, the three upcoming classes, the underclassmen, have a really high bar to try to beat with their senior prank next year. Because if these students get away with it and the punishment is minimal, what is to stop them from doing something worse?
Is it possible that this started out with four or five kids that thought it would be funny to go in and write stuff on the whiteboards? And, you know, like we hear about someone letting a chicken loose in the hallway.
Like it's Staley.
Yeah, frowned upon, but still funny.
Yeah.
Is it possible it started out as that, and then more kids heard about it, more kids piled on, and then one kid dumps over a piece of furniture, and then it's groupthink.
The mob mentality.
Yes, groupthink takes over, and then it became, I don't know that the kids all went in there with the intention to vandalize. I think it morphed into that. And so the diocese is saying, look, we don't want you to ruin your entire lives because that's going to happen. You're going to have a criminal record. That is breaking.
You're going to have a felony.
And entering.
Yeah, you're going to have a felony on your
record. Or you can fess up, we're not going to let you graduate. And you can
we won't let you walk.
And you can save all of your classmates the heartache. Because keep in mind, you guys, people with families who had nothing to do with this vandalism were flying in relatives for graduation. Mm-hmm. Like, wanted to see their kids walk. It's already passed, by the way. This graduation was supposed to be, what was it, Sunday night, Monday night?
I believe it was over the weekend.
It's over. Like it, and the district has not said, are we going to let these kids walk, and if so, when?
But let me open up the phone lines. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Let me ask you this, though. They had another vandalism incident last year where the school was flooded.
Serious damage to the gym.
And it damaged the hardwood floor in the gym.
$100,000.
Now you have this incident that occurred. And if there isn't, and again, I'm almost playing the devil's advocate here, no pun intended. If there is no punishment for what happened last year with the flooding of the gym, what happened this year with the vandalism with a capital V, what are you telling the juniors this year, the sophomores, the freshmen? Go ahead and do whatever you want to the school, and you're not going to get punished as long as you come forward. And pay. As long as your rich parents pay.
Now, I think, honestly, I think after this year, it stops.
It didn't stop last year with the gym court.
And there was little to no punishment last year.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Ryan in KCK. Ryan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, folks. How are you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Thanks.
So I was a graduate of Bishop Ward in the 90s. We may have had a little more money back in that day. Now there's not very many rich kids going to Ward. So it sucks that they've done that, but the administration there tries to do their best. It stinks, but I don't want people to think that that's a school of rich kids, because it certainly is not.
Well, but tuition is $11,000 a year. I mean, that's not cheap.
Are they a lot of scholarship kids, Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. I went to Catholic high school, and I can remember our senior year prank, and I can just about guarantee you that there was a bunch of alcohol involved in this, too.
Probably.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. 913-586.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse. Probably worse.
7798. Did you guys do a senior prank?
No.
We didn't either. DeSoto came over.
I was too worried. Like, people are like, don't even think about it.
Yeah, we had senior skip day.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of schools back then did. We had a prank pulled on us because it was our first year in the new, what it's now the middle school, but it was the first year of the new Lansing High School. And we had a lion out front, a male lion. It was a statue of a lion.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say the lion was anatomically correct.
Okay.
And
that was your prank?
No. Some kids from DeSoto came over. The lion was, I think, was either red or gray. I can't remember. And
let me guess, some blue spray paint was involved.
Yes. There was, the kids from DeSoto came over and painted a portion of the lion blue.
Okay.
That was the prank that they pulled on us.
I think we all can envision what portion
I got
that
you.
Was.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need any additional details there.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Let's head to Lenex and bring in Kurt. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. I was. This is an interesting observation from me. This is the basically the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. Now, this had been in the Shawnee Mission, Blue Valley, Independence, KCMO, whatever school district it might have been. The circumstances might be 10 times worse versus what these guys are doing. And I know for a fact that there's at least 35 of them that are involved with this. And I think it was basically like damage to pipes and, I don't know, doors. I don't know what all else came out. But it's about 35 of them that are involved with this whole thing. And I talked to my uncle, and he had said that, yeah, it was a not a good thing for them to do that. And I applaud what the school, what the Archdiocese and Bishop Ward is doing. You fess up to it, you still get your thing, but you won't be able to walk and graduate. And I just think it was just totally preposterous that they did this damage to the school right before graduation and ruined it for all of them. They'll still be able to graduate, the ones that didn't do all this damage, and they'll graduate at Memorial Hall.
Well, I also think,
without anyone coming in from out of town,
not to get all religious on the subject, but obviously we're talking about a religious school. This is forgiveness. This is granting a second chance, understanding that people make mistakes and that they deserve another chance.
If you were the parent of one of those kids, you would say, what in the hell?
There would be very little forgiveness.
Thinking. And a friend of mine just texted, her kids went to the up through the Catholic school system. She said, you signed like a pledge.
Oh, yeah.
That if you do something like this,
right,
you do not graduate.
Oh, you can do something outside of school towards the end of your senior year, and you're gone. All the money, all the credits, doesn't matter. Gone. From the text line, somebody who claims to work for the high school, the students will be punished. They will be held accountable. Restitution will be paid back by the seniors and their parents. With regard to the cost of tuition, the base is $11,000 a year. However, according to this individual who again claims to work for the school, we don't have one family that pays full tuition. Every single student receives financial aid.
Yeah.
The average tuition payment from a family at Bishop Ward is $3,500.
Okay.
Which is, let's be honest, as far as private schools are concerned, is not a lot.
That would be the cheapest in the city by far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carol in Liberty. Carol, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to put in because of something that Dana had said earlier, and I'm not sure if other things were mentioned about students, you know, well, and you kind of hitting on it with forgiveness and all of that, but I went to parochial schools all my life, and I've taught in public schools for over almost 40 years, and ever since when children are in parochial schools, especially in a high school, whether you're Catholic or whatever you are, you have to, you know, give service to other people. And you're taught that from the beginning. You're taught to respect others. And there may have been some type of mob mentality, but I believe that whatever students are involved, not just that their parents need to pay, but they also need to contribute something back to the school, such as, you know, cleaning maybe this summer, you know, helping sweep, wash the walls, clean the boards. They need to feel a little pain or suffering themselves. You know, Jesus forgave people, but he also held them accountable, you know, when they did wrong. And that's the only way that you're going to help stop it.
Thank you for the call, Carol. Do you know, like, some high schools will say this bench is presented by
the class of 1940
or 2006, or this, you know, tree was planted here as a reminder of the love at this school. For maybe they need to do some sort of, because Sam keeps asking, if there aren't consequences, how are they going to stop this from happening next year? Second year in a row, there's been major felony vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there needs to be some sort of parting memorial bench, tree, lovingly presented by the vandals of 2026.
What does it say?
A reminder to all of the future students.
Presented to Bishop Ward the vandals of 2026?
Yes, as a reminder that there are consequences for your actions.
I got it. They can build walls for their dumpsters at the school and put a big sign on it. brought to you by the Vandals of 2026. But Dana, no, I mean, it is a worry of mine. Don't think that these kids this year weren't inspired by the damage to the floor last year.
And then what happens next year with the juniors who are now going to be seniors or the sophomores who are going to be juniors? What happens then?
Yeah.
Because and I understand what Bishop Ward is doing, and I actually commend them on it for not ruining these kids' futures, even though they did it themselves, and being willing to forgive and give a second chance. But what are you telling the next class?
Well, they're going to have that conversation directly because the next class knows this happened.
Go ahead and tear up the school, and you will be forgiven. Because what you've done now is you've set a precedent.
Twice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have, if in the future, okay, let's say, God forbid, it happens again next year, and you go forward and prosecute these now seniors, every senior parent is going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. You didn't do it last year. You didn't do it the year before. Why are you punishing my kid who made a mistake with ruining their future when you didn't ruin the futures of the other two classes?
Yeah.
And they would have a point.
Or to any kid who gets out of line. You know, think about the one kid who goes off on his own time on the weekend and has too much to drink, which is illegal, and then gets a DUI, something like that.
Okay.
You can see the parents saying, now, wait a minute. Yes, this was a mistake, but you forgave 35 kids who vandalized the school last year. You know, this kid has straight A's, didn't vandalize anything. You know, for any example, you could have a parent say, but what about last year?
Let's grab JD in Olathe before we get to a quick break. Hello, JD.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey, I listen to you guys all the time. Hey, I'm from Lawrence, and Scott, I remember when you were on the radio back then. But back in '76, a buddy of ours, we bought a bunch of sod from a buddy of ours' sod farm, and we sodded the foyer and the front office. There's no debt, you know, there's no carpet. We didn't destroy anything. And in fact, they even left it up for a couple of days. They were pretty impressed with it.
You laid sod in the school?
Yeah, just in the office and then in the front foyer. I mean, we even moved the desk. I mean, we did a real good job.
That's fabulous.
They even left it there for a couple of days. And then after the graduation, when everybody else was going out to Lone Star, you know, late the party, you know, we had to stay. When they told us about it, we're like, yeah, we'll clean it up. Of course, we did. So that was pretty cool.
Real quick, JD, how did you get access to the school? How were you able to get in?
Well, that was the criminal element of it. I mean, it was kind of back in the 70s. I mean, we didn't break anything. It was easy. It was pretty simple to get in with the windows the way it is. Of course, everything's a lot more secure nowadays. But we were, we came in through, then prior to the year before that, one of our teachers had one of those little dune buggy things, I don't know, like a VW thing, and we turned it on its side and brought it inside the cafeteria and just set it in there. But, you know, we purposely went out of our way to not destroy anything and not cause damage, you know, but that was all in good fun at that point. But yeah.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798.
When we get back, Town Topic changing its hours. Sam mentioned this to us during a break. Dan Weinbaum just tagged me in Town.
First sign of the apocalypse.
Well, wait until you hear why, and it's not good.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMVZ. All right. I think everybody in this room has been to Town Topic before where the food is great, but you can literally hear your heart stopping with every bite that you take. Town Topic.
Oh, but it's so good.
It is so good.
So good.
It is so good. They write on their Facebook page to our Kansas City community and customers, "We are temporarily adjusting our hours in order to reevaluate how we are going to move forward in a way that is safe for our staff, our customers, and our community. Until further notice, the Town Topic at 20th and Broadway will be closing at 8 p.m. instead of being open for 24 hours. We have pleaded with the police department and Crossroads over the years to help support and secure the area around our restaurant. Unfortunately, we have not received adequate support to make this happen. We have exhausted all of our resources in an effort to keep Town Topics safe for our staff, customer, community, blah, blah, blah. Unruly crowds that loiter in the unstaffed and unsecured corner lot next to Town Topic, where the shooting on April 26th occurred, have increased safety concerns and budgets over the last years. We have reached a point where we don't feel comfortable serving our customers during the overnight hours. Over the years, we have attempted in multiple ways to keep the lot next to us secure, but since the empty lot is owned by an out-of-state company, we have been unable to do so. They go on to note, we are not putting blame on the police who are working every day for all of us around the city. We have the utmost appreciation and respect for their service.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. We went to the Kauffman Center.
Okay.
And then went out for a drink after. And I'm trying to remember, it wouldn't have been crazy late because we're not out that late. Maybe 10 or 11 o'clock. And we were starving. And I go, oh my gosh, Town Topic. Absolutely, let's go to Town Topic. I feel bad because they cannot control who's hanging around. I mean, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows where Town Topic is.
Yeah, 20th and Broadway.
We get out. We go to order. Ask me if I felt safe.
I didn't.
It was more like, let's get it and go.
Yeah.
Because there was a crowd like in the side lot, clearly not there to eat. I don't know what they were doing.
Yes, you do.
You can't force someone to not loiter in a parking lot owned by an out-of-state person that doesn't care.
I have been there late at night at least 4 times in the last year. All 4 times, my head was on a swivel.
Yes.
2 of the times, there was almost a fight like 10 feet from me. They can't control ne'er-do-wells.
And how many ne'er-do-wells would you say were there?
A handful.
I mean, each time that I was there, it ranged probably from, like ne'er-do-wells or people in general?
Both.
Because you go from a normal person to a ne'er-do-well real fast.
Yep.
People in general, I'm going to go with anywhere from 15 to 60. And I'm talking, I was there at like 1:32 in the morning.
The other story I have, and I took 10 years off my life.
Wow.
I was downtown with the children taking photos of the kids. Jody was taking photos of the kids. So they were in white shirts and khaki pants and
middle of the day
on the way out of there. I was like, let's go to Town Topic. And we're standing in line and there was somebody there who looked at one of the kids and said, you got a problem? It was like that.
Obviously not somebody on the staff.
No.
This was somebody who was
somebody was there, and one of the kids replied, nope, not today. I ain't got no problem. And I was like, get your stuff. We're getting out of here. We're getting out of here.
Really?
It scared me to death because it was somebody there that was looking
for trouble,
for a fight. And I'm like, I am a mom here by myself with 4 kids.
Why not?
Jack was probably 17 at the time.
If you're the owners of Town Topic, if that location, 20th and Broadway, is such a problem, why not just close it down?
They've been there for 75. It's a I thing. Understand. They've been there forever.
Why not close it down and move to a safer neighborhood?
Residents eat there.
Well, you can eat your new one, too.
They have a location a few blocks over. That one hasn't been open 24 hours for as long as I can remember, for probably the same problem.
913-586-7798. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.